You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning. Artists across northern Michigan are scrambling to find ways to make up for lost income due to the COVID-19 crisis. With many events and large gatherings canceled through spring and into the summer, many have lost out on gigs and other opportunities they were depending on to make ends meet. Amanda Kick is the co-founder and co-director of Crosshatch Center for Art and Ecology. They've set up an emergency fund to help artists in the area. She joins me now to talk about it. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Tell me a little bit about the Artists Emergency Fund.
Sure. It's a program that we set up in the middle of March when things were just kind of starting to fall apart, and we were realizing that events were getting canceled across the board for lots of different kinds of artists. So we went to our donors and quickly set up an emergency fund to support artists of all kinds in the 5-county region.
Amanda, you've given out over $15,000 to over 30 artists so far. Artists can apply for a grant of $500. Are there more artists in waiting in the wings for these grants?
Yeah, now we're up to about 20 artists on the wait list asking for over $10,000. So we're reaching out to the community now to build that fund back up so we can continue giving out this money to artists in this time of need.
Artists are inherently creative. What are you seeing some of them doing during these times to try to make up for that lost income?
So a lot of performances have gone online. And so I think probably a lot of people have seen that through Facebook Live or Zoom, artists trying to make up gigs in that way. So you can listen to music in your living room. I've seen visual artists who can't sell their work right now double down on studio time. So they're just trying to be really productive so that when shops and art fairs do open back up, they'll have plenty of product to sell.
And you raise a point I want to reiterate. This grant isn't just for musicians. It's for artists across the board.
Yep, absolutely. We've had a bookmaker apply because he saw a loss in sales because book fairs were getting canceled. A lot of artists who sell their work at art fairs can't make money that way. So there's a lot of different ways artists are being affected, and all of those are of eligible for these grants.
For an artist who wants to apply for a grant, what's the criteria?
So the criteria is pretty simple. We ask that a third of their income comes from their artistic practice. They're in one of the 5 counties, Antrim, Kalkaska, Grand Traverse, Leelanau, or Antrim. And that they've seen a loss of income because of the COVID-19 crisis.
Amanda, as a Center for Art and Ecology, you kind of said in an email, your mantra was, we don't do webinars. you really thrive on bringing people together. What's this time been like for you as an organization?
That's a good question. So Crosshatch started in part as a direct response to climate change and expecting that there are going to be some pretty big hiccups in our lives. And so we wanted to bring people and community together to be strong so that we can be prepared for this kind of crisis. Now, I didn't imagine that a global pandemic would be the place where our work would pay off, but here we are. And I think because we've been around for 15 years and we've been doing this work for this long, we were able to really jump in, shift gears, and provide help really quickly because we've already done the work to build those communities through small farm guilds and artist networks. So I'm grateful we were able to shift gears really quickly. Now, that said, we really don't like doing webinars because we think face-to-face interaction is really important, so we're looking forward to the time when we can get back together.
Amanda Kick is the co-founder and co-director of Crosshatch Center for Art and Ecology. They've set up an emergency fund to help artists in the area. If you'd like to donate to that fund, you can find more information at their website, crosshatch.org. Amanda, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Dan. Grateful for your work during this difficult time.